The plan was organized by the state Republican Party. The idea is that by running Republicans as Democrats, it forces primary elections, which will delay the final recall elections by another 4 weeks. Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says Republicans are busy right now working on the budget and other issues. This gives them more time to campaign.
There was a concern that, you know, the work that we did do in the budget, it would be very difficult to get the word out there on the street unless senators were able to go back to the districts and talk about that. And I think that certainly will allow them to do that.
Fitzgerald said it should not be taken as a sign that the Senate will flip to Democrats. He says he's confident that David Prosser's recent state Supreme Court victory bodes well for Republicans.
I just think that the same people that showed up in that judicial are going to show up in these recall elections. It's the silent majority.
But Democrats call it a dirty trick and note Republicans are freely admitting that they plan to mislead voters. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Mark Miller says it also gives Republicans more time to advance their agenda, like redrawing the state's political lines.
If they were confident of their policy that they've done, you should think they'd be anxious to get those elections done with so that they can move on and say, look, the voters are endorsing what we've done. But instead, they look like they're looking for every excuse to try to delay those elections and to get as much of their agenda accomplished as they can, including the redistricting.
If Republicans are successful, the tentatively scheduled July 12th election date for these races would be a primary, and the recall elections themselves would be pushed off until August. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.